Tasmanian royalty now. They don't run a race in Tassie, especially a feature without this man. Craig Froggy Newitt, how are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, guys.
Good to see you down here.
Yes.
Hey, Froggy, great to be with you here, mate. And look at your book of rides and listening to the experts and the whispers around Launceston since we arrived. If you don't win the Jockey's Challenge, I'll give up today, Froggy.
Yeah, $1, wouldn't he?
Yeah, once again, got some nice rides, so hopefully we can get a few over the line.
A little bit of rain around this morning. When we arrived here on track at 8 o'clock, it didn't stop raining for a couple of hours, but it's cleared up now and the sun is out. How do you think this track will play from past experiences?
Could be very interesting. Okay. Come last Sunday, the track raced pretty firm. I'm not sure whether it was touched between now and then, but the rain this morning, I would say give it a couple of races and they'll be off rail.
Yep.
Just got
it's
to hang
the general
on.
Pattern, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are live from Launceston today for Launceston Cup Day with Gareth Hall and Michael Felgate, and we're joined by Tassie's number one rider, Craig Newitt. Froggy, we'll go through your runners now because you've got some wonderful chances. Blind Freddy in the book has declared Catch Me Paddy in the opening race to lead all of the way, Froggy. Can you get us punters off to a wonderful start?
Yeah, it looks a nice race for him. Rode him the other day, he was at his top most of the way over the 1,200, so the 7 furlong will really suit him. He's drawn to get the box seat run, so he'll get his chance to win today.
Okay, what about Full Knots Ahead in another maiden, Class 1 over the 2,100 metres?
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's about nearly 50 to 1 in the early market. It's
$41
it's
now.
It's one that could get into the money. It's a pretty ordinary race. 2,100, no worries whatsoever. The favourite will be hard to beat. Like, it ran third in the Derby last start. I would think it's probably got a bit of class on him, but my horse will be getting home solidly enough.
So it's not the worst 40 to 1 chance?
No, definitely not.
Okay. What about Cinder Rover? A couple of the smarties have declared this horse as well as their best bet on the program.
Yeah, she'll be glad not to be chasing DeRoach. She's ran second to her last two starts, so it's a lot easier for her today. She's drawn a little bit awkward, but I think by race 5, I think they'll be getting off the fence a little bit, so it might actually work into her favour. And there's a hell of a lot of speed in that race, so she'll probably sit back off, but she'll be really strong late.
Just on that pattern, Col McNiff, the race caller here, the voice of Tassie Racing, he was adamant that with that rain, we're now going to be looking for maybe towards outside fence. You know this track better than anyone. Is that how you see the day unfolding?
Yeah, I think later in the day that'll definitely be the case. I think the first couple of races, it may hold up okay. Like I said, it was really firm Sunday, so it might hold together for the first couple of races, but I think from, I'd say, probably race 4 onwards, they'll be off rail.
Are you going to put on a show today with Mandela Effect? I think Greg Carpenter's coming down here to say, hey, wild card, send one my way.
Yeah, it'd be nice. He's a horse that appreciates a bit of give in the ground. I'm really looking forward to be able to ride him a little bit quiet because he's got a really good turn of foot on him, but I mean, there's only one horse in this race that could possibly beat him, and I know where he's going to be, so I think we might have to ride him up on speed a little bit again today, but I've got no doubt he'll get the job done today, and hopefully if they're watching it interstate, they can throw a golden ticket this way.
So you're not scared of the stable, mate?
No, not at all. No. He's had his measure his last couple of runs, and this horse is, even though he's, I think he's about 6 or 7 runs into a prep now, he's, I think he's still improving. Weight for age suits him, and I think he's clearly the best horse in the state.
$1.45, is it just a multi-builder bank interest?
I'd like to think so.
Yep.
But yeah, I think he'd be winning today.
Yep.
DeRoach is a good filly, but she takes on some nice seasoned mares today. Are you confident that she can defeat the older mares today?
Only concern I've got is a 3-day backup, which is probably what everyone's thinking. But she's pulled up terrific from her run Sunday, so there's no reason to doubt her. But she's a high class filly. She'd be up to stakes class in Melbourne, no doubt. So I'd expect her with 53.5 on her back with a bit of cut in the ground, which she appreciates. If she, like I said, if she backs up after the 3 days, she wins.
Did you were pretty soft with her on Sunday, knowing that you're going to back up? Well,
yeah.
Well, there was some thought that maybe she wasn't as impressive on the line, but
no,
were you
she,
just kidding
she,
to her?
She was pretty good. She did everything I asked her to do, no yep. more. But it's a funny track, this joint. Her best attributes, her acceleration. When she's hard on the bridle, she can really let rip some sectionals. And I didn't want to lead the other day, but she flew the gates and ended up there. And they pressured her a fair way out down the side. So straightening, she was not far off her top as it was. I think today, if we can get a little bit of cover in behind them, you'll see her really let rip. She's got a good a turn of foot as anything in the state. I think she should have clearly won it at Hobart.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that race, this race is no harder than that. So I'd expect it to be very hard to beat.
What's the best tip that we've got all week since we arrived here in Tassie, Mick, for the Cup?
The Cup, everyone just wants to tell us about Exoteric.
Yep.
It's the value runner of the race. It ran home in the best sectionals in the Hobart Cup. It's going to enjoy a wet track.
Yeah,
Are they right?
A lot of ticks.
Are they right?
He's got a lot of ticks. look, it's at a couple, and it's more or less the Hobart Cup field.
Mm.
It's pretty identical. Our bloke went into the race a fair gap between runs, so he was always going to come out of that race and improve. And I thought he ran really good. I thought ran in the corner. I thought he was a chance to round him up, but he just blew out the last sort of 100, 150. Steve Maskell, who owns him, he's assured me he's improved out of sight. So if that's the case, with a bit of sting in the ground, we're just hoping for a genuinely run race, which on paper it looks like we get. I think he's going to take a hell of a lot of it.
Barry 12 is probably the barrier that you want right now?
Yeah, it won't worry him. He'll be second half of the field. He may only have 2, 3, 4 behind him, which would be nice. And down the side, he'll just start to build into the race. I think this track will suit him better than Hobart. Hobart, you're sort of turning from the half mile onwards, whereas this is a nice long run down the side and into the straight. So if he's done no work the first half of the race, he's going to be really strong late.
You have to back him, don't you?
Well, he's $13, isn't he? And it'd be great for Steve Maskell. I think he won a couple of Lonnie Cups as a jockey, didn't he? And then to own one.
Yeah, he was our top dog for a long time here.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have picked it up. And hopefully we can get over the line for him.
And you are going for back to back because you rode the East Ender last year, and I think you rode Moody's winner too, didn't you? Back in the day, Zicello.
Yeah, won on Zicello and East Ender last year. So hopefully we can. Get another one.
You won 6 Devonport Cups, or 7 Devonport Cups.
6.
Now. 6. You've won 2 Launceston Cups.
2 Launceston.
And how many Hobarts?
3.
Yeah. Yeah. Good domination.
So I need to equal the mantra today and get 3 Lonnie.
GG second over looks the one to beat in the ninth.
Yeah, he's a lovely horse. He's been up quite a while. But he's another one that just is extremely consistent and he's drawn a gate to get a good run just in behind him. Soft track, no worries, and he's the class horse of the race, and he should be hard to beat as well.
And Cabarrus in the last there over the 1,200, class 3.
Yeah, he's a horse that I've got a lot of time for. He pulled up a little bit jarry the other day after Hobart, so a little bit of sting in the ground, sting out of the ground today will suit him, and he's drawn to get a nice run, and hopefully we can finish off on a winner of what's been a big day.
How many do you think you can ride today?
Oh,
6.
If we can get a couple over the line, we'll be happy.
Oh, don't play it down.
It's $1.70 in the Jockey's Challenge.
What? That's giving money away.
Perez is $2.20, and then write your own ticket for the rest. Hey, Froggy, you see William Pike over in WA, and he carries the nation on his shoulders, and it's a bit like Froggy in Tasmania. Do you feel that pressure that punters, especially on the mainland, when they probably don't know the form in Tassie, they will just follow you?
Not necessarily. I mean, you're only as good as the horses you're riding.
Yep.
Obviously, a lot of horses Willie rides and a lot of horses I ride here go around well under the odds. You just got to give them every chance, and if they're good enough, they'll win.
And for you, how good has it been moving back home? The lifestyle, 2 meetings maximum usually a week. How much has that invigorated you as a jockey?
Yeah, I've really really thrived since I've been back, just to spend a lot more time with the boys. They go to school, they finish school, and I'm there to pick them up and do whatever we want for the last half of the day. And I only go to the races of, like you said, once this time of year, twice a week. So, the workload that I was doing back in Melbourne, don't miss it at all. Mm.
And you still get to go to the mainland and on the big days, especially if there's a nice lightweight ride, your number's usually the first to be called.
Yeah, that's the benefit of being a lightweight rider. Obviously, I had a lot of success in Melbourne, so that your profile's already built, and it only takes a text message here and there to refresh their memory that you're still around and you're still riding, and being a lightweight really helps.
It must make you proud too with the success of all of the Tassie horses of recent times.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good horses, especially over the last couple of years, especially the Magic Million Sale. Like, we've been lucky enough to have the Mystic Journeys, the East Ender, who ran really good the other day, and the product that we're producing year after year now is matching it with the big guys. So it's full credit to him.
How good is the Inevitable?
He's very good.
Yeah.
He's very good. I'm disappointed I'm not going to be able to ride him next week in the Newmarket. I tried him a couple of weeks ago, and he was really good. Yeah. He gave me the feel of a genuine Group 1 horse.
Okay.
He gave me the feel. His accelerations is as good as any, and I think he's going to be a great chance.
Can he win the Newmarket?
What it takes to win the Newmarket?
I think he can. Yeah. Okay. I think when I got off him, I just said to Scotty, I said his profile suits that sort of race, like high pressure up front. He's a horse that he'll sit back in the second half of the field, and with no weight, he'll be able to build. And the Newmarket's normally won by a horse sitting off, being the strongest late with a good turn of foot, and he just fits the profile perfect.
Hey, Froggy, you're a superstar. You're great for us here on RSN. Whenever we ring you, you give up your time, and you give wonderful insights to the punters, and, I'm going to back you in every race. I don't need to do any more. Froggy, he's in the zone today, and usually the best riders on the big stage, they stand up and be counted for. So I think you win the cup. Mandela effects the moral. The Roach on the backup, yes.
Sit a Rover.
Catch me, Paddy. Box seats, bang. Hey, full knots ahead. He's even tipped at 40-1.
There we go.
Enjoy today, mate, and have a ball.
Mate. Thanks, mate.
Go and get your third Launceston Cup.
Thanks very much.
Good luck, Craig Froggy.
Tasmania's premier rider, and he's about to... Yes, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're going to take a break, and on the other side,
okay,
we're going to be joined by the racing minister here in Tasmania, which will be great.